the office.
Okay.
Prior to that. Prior to that expiration.
Yeah, come in a month early, mark it on your calendar so you don't miss it.
Just go in the office, if the hardship still exists, you can request that the Director of Planning and Zoning extend it for another year and continually until.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, and we'll go back to the, I'm sorry?
Yes, for at least 30 days.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go back to the cases under advisement. 206 is on the table.
10,213.
2,213 is the first one under advisement, and that was the Captain Chambers. And that was the one within Bay Vista.
How's a builder get a permit, especially a builder that's not a brand-new builder? It's Rubino.
Yeah, right.
Gets a permit, and he just goes in and builds it.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth.
No, nothing wrong, it's a shame, huh?
My next question is, who's gonna stop him? We can't go out of power and stop.
No.
Continue.
I don't know, you think you'd stop him if we denied it?
No, it only hurt the applicant.
Wouldn't hurt her, she had to suffer.
Again, like our other mobile home situation.
Sure.
We're trying to straighten that out, too. The applicant or the homeowner, which the law says is responsible for anything that occurs on that property, right?
Well, who got the permit?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Builder.
It's 213.
Somebody, if you hire a builder. It's a case that could be argued, but you have to look at it this way, John, who's, it would probably be up to Borough to argue that with their attorney.
Well, one thing you have done in the past, in drastic situations, they've been with manufactured home suppliers on occasion, is to require that they provide a foundation survey before they progress beyond that.
We have it on there now, you know, when they're going for their, the last time we talked was 2 weeks ago, two meetings ago, and I sat with Mr. Parker, and I had him put on the application that the state requires for footers, okay, for foundations, dry stacks, okay, and in other words, and rebar and everything that they must come up with now for the state, and they're all certified state people that are certified by the state. And on that application, it says you must adhere, in other words, you must adhere to the setback first before you even start set the home. So when you set the home and you sign it, you're responsible for that, too. Not only what, so when we go out there now, they have signed off on it saying that the setbacks are correct now. Whether that is going to do it 100%, no. You're still gonna meet, but guess what? They're gonna be responsible to the state also, mm-hmm. Not only to the county. I tried to get the state to do that, but the state said no. It's, each county has got to do their own thing. So you want that route. I think I gave that to you, didn't I? Give you a copy of all your copies, sent it in the mail to you?
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying that. Other than that, I don't know what the answer is unless it's a legal thing that's probably be in Rick's category. I just don't know. I don't know what the answer is because you can't hold the home responsible the way I understand the law. You can't hold, you know, the homeowner is responsible for everything that happens on their property.
Mm-mm.
But we can put limitations on the builder's permits or mm-hmm. his ability to get permits.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, is that right, Rick? Can you?
Done before.
On the builder, you can.
On the specific builders.
Right.
In other words, they can.
Like, for example, I think we did that with one of the, like, Atlantis Homes or.
Atlantis, I love that.
That was mobile homes, right?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying also a stick-built too, you're talking about, yeah.
What you put on it, John?
That they had to have a site survey before we would allow them to place a mobile.
And I would say something right now that I'm pretty sure of, but I'll check that also, that talking to Mr. Parker, that there's a lot of them requiring that right now at the counter prior to going to building code. But again, I'll check that out. Check that out and get you an answer on that to make sure that's being done.
The only other notation I have of our violation from Urbino was in 2005. They placed a sales trailer without a permit. But certainly, I mean, you can see if, you know, they build slightly into a setback, but this is...
Put something on him then.
This is a little...
Continuous, because it's...
I think what really happens here is that you're a builder, and you say to them, well, I met the setbacks, but please, I can encroach 5 feet, let's say, with my steps and this and that, and they can't if they go to the second floor.
Right.
It says the first floor, and they don't read it, or they don't give their foreman those instructions, so to speak. How you solve that, I don't know.
Okay. That's a shame to...
And this is a typical case here, typical case of, you know, just building it the second floor and say,
put it on the builder then, as they say, but not the homeowner, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay then, Chair Ward.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10213. I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. This is a old development with small lots and many apparent variances that should have been applied for. I just don't feel that it'll change things.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10213. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next